The Breathing Room in Winston-Salem is a place where people come together to create and collaborate in a safe, supportive environment. It's education-based and offers opportunities for individuals to experiment in both the holistic and expressive arts under the guidance of skilled local practitioners. On Friday night, October 25th, from 7 to 8:30, it's an evening of kirtan and meditative instrumental music from around the world. The following afternoon, it'll be a free creative writing and spoken word poetry workshop from 1 to 2:30. Co-founder Susie McCauley spoke with me recently about the upcoming arts events at the Breathing Room, and you'll find out about Taro, Reiki, yoga, and more from co-founder Emily Stewart on our website, wfdd.org.
We're really excited about the diversity of businesses and projects happening in the space. It's called the West End Millworks, and there's a brewery, a Muay Thai fighting studio, a glass blowing studio.
New restaurant coming up.
New restaurant, the porch. So it's really this kind of exciting, supportive community of most folks are doing these startup businesses for the first time, which is really exciting in our economy. It seems like a natural response to the way things are going is to kind of take it into our own hands and try things our way. Do it small, do it local.
Who, in general, where are you drawing these teachers from? Where do they hail from?
My friends.
Friends of Susie. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Like, the best, in my opinion, artists and practitioners in the area. So we have Maddie Sheets leading an open mic monthly. We have Olivia Sledge leading Groove, which is a mix of hip-hop and African, West African dance. We have Ishmael Katibu, who's doing a creative writing class, and he's kind of the lead organizer behind the Piedmont Poetry Slam, which is a spoken word poetry organization. Courtney Branch, who's an amazing painter and artist. She's going to be one of our primary yoga instructors. And there's a bunch more.
Yeah.
But those are kind of the main team players right
Great.
Now.
And you've got, in addition to the classes outlined, you've created a really nice performance space, too. And I know it's involved a lot of design work, a lot of redesign work, really a gorgeous space, and taking full advantage of that upcoming on the 25th. Tomorrow. Breathing Devotion. Tell us about this evening at the Breathing Room.
That's going to be a wonderful evening crafted with Colin Allured. And it's really world music that he's pulled together. You know, Bill Smith is going to be on percussion. We have some really exotic world instruments that he's going to be bringing. And he's going to do a mix of kirtan, which is, they call it bhakti yoga music practice. And that's where you use call and response. So it's really about singing together in community. They talk about really connecting to the heart chakra through music, through singing in community. So, you know, the leader sings a piece and then everyone sings together, along with some performance that you can just sit back and relax and take it in. It's going to be really, really awesome.
You'll find more information and my complete interview with Breathing Room co-founders Susie McCauley and Emily Stewart on our website, wfdd.org, and click on Triad Arts. On Friday night, October 25th, from 7 to 8:30, it's an evening of kirtan and meditative instrumental music from around the world. The following afternoon, it'll be a free creative writing and spoken word poetry workshop from 1 to 2:30. The Breathing Room is an L3C, low-profit limited liability company, whose main purpose is to make these classes and services affordable for everyone in our community. To make that goal a reality, Susie and Emily have just launched their fundraiser. They're hoping to raise $21,000 by November 14th, and you'll find links to their Indiegogo campaign on our website. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.